Retribution Clause by Ilona Andrews. Adam Talbot closed his eyes and wished he were somewhere else. Somewhere warm, where cool waves lapped hot yellow sand, where strange flowers bloomed and birdsong filled the air. "Take off the watch, now," a male voice barked into his ear. "You think I am fucking with you? You think I am playing? I'll rip your flesh off your body and make myself a skin suit." Adam opened his eyes. The three thugs who pinned him to the brick wall looked half-starved, like mongrel dogs who'd been prowling the alley, feeding on garbage. He should never have wandered into this side of Philadelphia, not in the evening, and especially not while the magic was up. This was Firefern Road, a place where the refuse of the city hid out among the ruins of the ravaged buildings, gnawed by magic to ugly nubs of brick and concrete. The real predators stalked their prey elsewhere, looking for bigger and meatier scores. Firefern Road sheltered scavengers, desperate and savage, eager to bite, but only when the odds were on their side. Unfortunately, he had no choice. "You have the cash," Adam said, keeping his voice low. "Take it and go. It's a cheap watch. You won't get any money for it." The larger of the thugs pulled him from the wall and slammed him back into the bricks. The man bent over him, folding his 6'2" frame down to Adam's 5'5", so their faces were level, forcing Adam to stare straight into his eyes. Adam looked into their blue depths and glimpsed a spark of vicious glee. It wasn't about the money anymore. It was about domination, humiliation, and inflicting pain. They would beat him just for the fun of it. "The watch, you little bitch," the thug ordered. "No," Adam said quietly. A muscular forearm smashed into his neck, cutting off his air. Bodies pressed against him. He felt fingers prying at the metal band on his narrow wrist. His heart hammered, his chest constricted. "Think of elsewhere. Think of blue waves and yellow sand." Someone yanked at the band. The world was turning darker. His lungs demanded air. Pain shot through his limbs in sharp, burning spikes. "Blue waves. Azure. Calm. Just need to stay calm." Cold metal broke his skin. They were trying to cut the watch off his wrist. He jerked and heard the crunch of broken glass. Two tiny watch gears flew before his eyes, sparking with residual traces of magic. Imbeciles. They'd broken it. The magic chain that held his body in check vanished. The calming visions of the ocean vanished, swept away by an avalanche of fury. His magic roared inside him, ancient, primal, and cold as a glacier. Frost clamped his eyebrows, falling off in tiny snowflakes. The short blonde hairs rained down from his head, and pale blue strands grew in their place, falling down to his shoulders. His body surged up and out, stretching, spilling out into its natural shape. His outer clothes tore under the pressure as his new form stretched the thick spandex suit he wore underneath to its limit. His feet ripped the cheap cloth Converse sneakers. The three small humans in front of him froze like frightened rabbits. With a guttural roar, Adam grasped the leader by his shoulder and yanked him up. The man's fragile collarbone broke under the pressure of his pale fingers, and the man screamed, kicking his feet. Adam brought him close, their eyes once again level. The thug trembled and fell silent, his face a terrified, rigid mask. Adam knew exactly what he saw. A creature, an 8-foot-tall giant in the shape of a man, with a mane of blue hair and eyes like submerged ice. Inside him, the rational human part of Adam Talbot sighed and faded. Only cold and rage drove him now.